Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
You're tuned to AM580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Join us this evening at the Macon County Farm Bureau offices in Decatur for another one of our free AM580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting gets underway with a light supper at 6:30, and then we'll discuss the markets beginning at 7. Our panelists for the meeting this evening include Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services, and Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. That's at the Macon County Farm Bureau offices in Decatur. If you would like to go, give a call to 217-877-2436 and let them know that you are coming. That's 217-877-2436. A meeting beginning at 6:30 with a light supper and then agricultural information with our panel of experts at 7 at the Macon County Farm Bureau offices in Decatur. We hope to see you there. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 488.5, up a half on the open. May, 487.5, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat opened at 465, up 1.5 on the open. May, 479, up 1. July, 486.5, up 1.5. September, 489, down 3. December, 508, up 1.5 on the open. March corn opened at 406, up a half on the open. May, 417, down a half. July, 423.5, down a half. September, 408, up a half. December, 397.5, down 1. March, 404, down a half. July, 2008, 411, down 1 on the open. March beans open at 713, up 2.5 on the open. May, 727, up a half. July, 740, unchanged. August, 742, down 4.5. November, 764, up 1. January, 768, up a half. March 2008, 768, down 4 on the open. March soybean meal open at 206, up 20 on the open. May at 210.70 was down 30. March soybean oil open at 29.03, up 3 on the open. May, 29.72, up 24. At the Merck, March feeders open at 94.15, up 5 on the open. April, 96.30, down 15. May, 97.25, down 7.5. August, 99.10, down 30 on the open. February live cattle open at 89.95, down 27.5 on the open. April, 93.45, down 12.5. June, 89.65, down 5. August, 87.80, down 22.5 on the open. February lean hogs open at 64.25, up 37.5 on the open. April, 68.30, up 45. May, 74.92.5, up 12.5. June, 77.10, up 22.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 102.50, up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's go ahead and look at these markets, Kurt, and let's just begin with what you think the overall tone this week would be. I mean, last week we moved in a fairly narrow range, not a lot of fundamental information to chew on, a lot of spreading going on, both bear spreading and bull spreading. Are we going to see more of the same this week, or are we going to pop these markets out with something else?
Well, we're starting out weak, of course, and we feel it's more of a consolidation, back and failing type of trade. The speculative crowd's loaded up on the long side, and we are looking at the end of the month here, so I think we're seeing a little positioning ahead of that. Just a lack of any real new news. Everybody's primed for the March 30th planning intentions report. And, you know, that's over 2 months away yet, so it's going to take a while before we get to that. In the meantime, it's a sort of hurry up and wait. I would imagine that the market's due to maybe pull back in here, maybe get a little correction as we go into February, and sort of wait and see what type of export demand we get on these breaks. The export demand has been picking up, so it's going to be important for that to be the same type of story as we move along here. Here at 10 o'clock, they're expecting export shipments on wheat to be about 16 to 22 million bushels, corn 36 to 50 million bushels, and the beans anywhere from 20 to 30 million bushels, Dave.
Let's look at some particulars then and begin with the corn, Kurt. What kind of corrections or pullbacks might you anticipate there over the next several weeks?
Well, if we sort of fail to hold today's lows, basis of the lead contract here in this March contract near today's lows, this 97.5 area, you could probably see the market break another 10 to 12 cents from there. Same thing in the December corn. This 392 area is going to be kind of an important level to try to stay above. If not, we could probably go back in the mid part of those chart gaps. If you want to follow the J charts, we left a pretty sizable chart gap right after the January report. And first downside objective would be the 50 percentile correction area in the middle of that chart gap.
Why would this be healthy for the markets? I've heard a number of our analysts say that coming back and filling in here and then potentially moving higher would be a good thing.
Well, when you just run straight up or straight down, you've got everybody leaning one way, and the market sort of exhausts itself, sort of run out of buyers or sellers, per se. And whenever you sort of back and fill, you sort of come back and try to fill gaps. You alleviate the overbought status, and you sort of keep the technical indicators in a much better desirable mode. You're much better seeing a two-sided trade than just running straight up and run down. From a long-term perspective, you alleviate these overbought or oversold stats, keeps the market sort of in a fresh position to continue to add players as we go along.
Turn your attention to the soybean, the similar situation there as the corn?
Well, beans are probably going to start taking on their own dynamics here as we move a little further along. What I mean by that is you've got two major factors to watch here over the next 2.5 months. So one being the South American crop. We're looking at somewhat favorable conditions until now. Their forecast is starting to turn a little bit to the drier side, whereas before they've been getting some timely rains. Their crop's in fairly good shape. Idea is the Brazilian crop could be 56 million metric tons. So if their weather were turned to the worst in here, you could probably catch the world trade by surprise. And what we mean by that is they expected a big crop and expected South American harvest pressure will give them a chance to buy beans as we move into spring, and that might not be the case. The other major factor will be the planting intentions report as far as the 07 crop goes on acreage. And, you know, if we come in and see a sizable drop in acreage, that could shift the supply-demand balance sheet dramatically for the 07 crop.
Turn your attention to the wheat. Is this commodity trying to carve out a bottom, or are we just moving sideways with potentially a break under 447.5 at some point?
Well, the low there, middle of January, is at 47.5. We could maybe be in a position here where we could record a four-week cycle low here fairly quickly. That would sort of be a type of technical chart formation to watch. Probably what's more important is the stay by this 47 low, and they'll start touting head and shoulders bottom in the wheat. So from a technical point of view, the wheat's sort of a do or die here this week. The other thing to watch is this winter weather pattern here. We're seeing extremely cold temperatures. I know you need to kill a wheat crop three or four times, but without a whole lot of snow cover around in these sub-zero temperatures in some areas, it could play havoc on wheat.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.